Wonder Years, A Kentucky Journey is a special presentation of Morehead State Public Radio, produced by Dan Conti.
Roscoe here. Now. Now is the name of the show, and WLAP is the name of the station. Now is the time for the Herb Kent Show.
When you get on the road in the morning going to work, tune in Bill Crisp, because he makes it happen every morning with music power from 5:30 to 9 on The Boss, WAKY.
Philip Morris is an equal opportunity employer.
24 hits by the original song.
24 hits, WAKY Radio, Louisville.
WAKY Most Music Time, 11:19.
WAKY.
The group that I respect very much and got indicted for standing behind are the Draft Resistance. I was coming back on the Lexington Avenue subway, and a man was reading the New York Post, and in letters about 4 inches high, it says, "Spock indicted." And I tried to move up to him a little and look over his shoulder to see if I could read the fine print, but it was too fine.
Thousands converged on Caesars to watch the jump. For Knievel, this was the jump he believed would make him a superstar. A phenomenal leap over 140 feet. His longest jump yet.
And his body was bouncing and the motorcycle was falling over him.
The crash was horrifying. Knievel was concussed and had suffered multiple fractures. His injuries were serious, but not life-threatening.
Everything has been said about my next guest over and over and over. She's the only person I know named Judy Garland. Here she is. You know, your fans sometimes are so enthusiastic that when one goes to see you, it's almost hard to hear you sometimes because your fans just won't let you finish a song.
That's because they sing better than I do.
To be treated any differently from everyone else.
Well, when the rest of the sisters find out...
I don't want them to find out. No, it'd only make them unhappy. And they have a feeling of pride now, thinking they have the only convent in the world with a one-sister Air Force.
The state sales tax had another 2 cents added, raising the total to a nickel, and giving Kentucky one of the highest sales tax rates in the country. The cost of driver's licenses was raised to $3, and the price of auto plates went from a previous $5 to $12.50.
The estate of three victims of last November's plane crash near the Greater Cincinnati Airport have filed a $1 million suit in Louisville. 66 other persons died as a result of the crash.
I shall not seek, and I will not accept, the nomination of my party for another term as your president.
Dancer's image streaked across the finish line at Churchill Downs to become the winner of the 1968 Kentucky Derby. On the following Tuesday, a bombshell burst. A veterinarian announcing that an illegal medication had been found in Dancer's image's system.
The stewards of the Kentucky State Racing Commission are of the opinion and find as follows. One, phenylbutazone and or a derivative thereof was present in the urine of the horse Dancer's image.
The name of Dancer's image was lifted as the Derby winner, and Forward Paz, who had finished second, was declared the victor.
I just want to do God's will. And he's allowed me to go up to the mountain. And I've looked over. And I've seen the promised land. I may not get there with you.
Good evening. Dr. Martin Luther King, the apostle of nonviolence in the civil rights movement, has been shot to death in Memphis, Tennessee.
Louisville became an occupied city. For two nights, Louisville operated under an 8 o'clock curfew. Except in scattered instances, the streets were deserted.
This is Mayor Schmid speaking. Because of the unlawful incidents presently occurring in the area of 28th and Greenwood, I hereby order the streets of the city of Louisville to be cleared immediately. Any and all persons found on the street in violation of this order will be arrested.
Before the trouble ended, two people were fatally shot. Nearly 500 were arrested.
How did it seem to you when the senator came through Prestonburg?
Oh, it's one of the greatest days we've ever had in this town. Especially the young people, they're all crazy about it.
You feel any differently after seeing him?
I feel a little prouder of being an American.
Is there anything significant that you've learned on this trip?
Well, people are still having a very, very difficult time.
there is a hunger, considerable hunger in this part of the country. There's no real hope for the future amongst many of these people who worked hard in the coal mines, and now that the coal mines shut down, they have no place to go. There's no hope for the future. There's no industry moving in.
Senator Kennedy has been shot. Is that possible? Is that possible? It's the...
My brother need not be idealized or enlarged in death beyond what he was in life, to be remembered simply as a good and decent man who saw wrong and tried to right it, saw suffering and tried to heal it, saw war and tried to stop it.
And with George McGovern as President of the United States, we wouldn't have to have Gestapo tactics in the streets of Chicago.
Mr. Chairman, I again proudly accept that nomination for President of the United States.
I see a day when the President of the United States is respected and his office is honored because it is worthy of respect and worthy of honor.
Don Rock, President, IUE Local 761. Notify General Electric Appliance Park officials this evening that the strike has ended. It is anticipated that work will be resumed on the first shift tomorrow.
In Muhlenberg County, the heart of the West Kentucky coal field, a mine explosion during the afternoon of August 8th. It happened deep underground, inside the Island Creek operation of Peabody Coal Company. The toll, 9 miners dead. Kentucky's worst mine accident in many years.
Hey Jude, don't make it bad. Take a sad song and make it better. Remember to let her into your heart. Then you can start to make it better.
Comedy Hour with guest stars Barbara Feldon, Pat Paulson, and from London, special guest stars The Beatles.
The Andy Griffith Show, starring Andy Griffith. With Ronnie Howard, also starring Don Knotts.
If you ask me, this Ernest T. Bass is a strange and weird character.
Just plain ornery is what he is.
I think he's a nut.
I remember with fond memories the many quiet evenings that we've spent together. I only wish they hadn't been on my show. And then it was just a year and a half ago that ABC scored the programming coup of the year. The Don Rickles television show. His manager, one of the most perceptive managers in our business, Mr. Joe Scandori, said it couldn't miss. Mr. Scandori, you might remember, was also a lookout at Pearl Harbor.
Oh, okay, all right, United 209. Yeah, we have radar contact. You're looking very good. Pan American 715. You haven't seen United 209 up there anywhere, have you?
Here again, speaking for our program, is Mr. Patrick Paulson, Vice President.
Today, in America, according to a recent statistic, the average,
The average couple living on Social Security receives about $1,500 a year. We think this is a disgrace. Why should they get that much? They don't work. They just sit around doing nothing.
The 1968-69 term for Jefferson County schools opened under a cloud of a teacher strike possibility. The Jefferson County Teachers Association demanded higher salaries. The Board of Education said it didn't have the money.
On the night of August 21st, Soviet paratroopers seized Prague Airport. Soviet and Warsaw Pact armies burst through the Czechoslovak frontiers. As the invasion began, the Czechoslovak leaders were meeting in Prague. By morning, Soviet tanks had taken over the center of Prague.
It appeared evident to me that the enemy was changing his strategy and was redeploying his forces so as to disrupt the civilian population and to penetrate populated areas, which I thought he would do during the Tet period. Although I'm frank to admit, I didn't know he would do it on the occasion of Tet itself.
Throughout the country, churches were closed, clergy unfrocked, religious symbols smashed. The statue of the Virgin Mary was replaced by a portrait of Mao. One form of worship gave way to another.
The big day for the maestro Denny McLean. Saturday afternoon at Tiger Stadium, September the 14th, 1968, and Denny will be going for win number 30. Pitching rival of the Oakland Athletics, Chuck Dobson, and we've got a tremendous crowd here. Well, Denny McLean has achieved something that has not been done in a long, long time, as Willie Horton, who singles in Mickey's family, from third base, and Denny got his 30th win of the year.
The big breakthrough came in 1968 when we did the first successful heart transplant to replace the entire organ.
Who would believe Louisville had an earthquake in 1968? Two of them. The first one occurred November 9th and was felt in at least a dozen states.
We are reducing, substantially reducing, the present level of hostilities. And we are doing so unilaterally and at once. Tonight, I have ordered our aircraft and our naval vessels to make no attacks on North Vietnam, except in the area north of the demilitarized zone where the continuing enemy buildup directly threatens Allied forward positions.
He is beaming. Pat Nixon is beaming. One can't help but think back to 1960, when a tearful Pat Nixon was choking back the emotions. It was a totally different scene, of course, then. Here is possibly one of the most fantastic political comebacks in American history.
I saw many signs in this campaign. Some of them were not friendly. Some were very friendly. But the one that touched me the most was one that I saw in Destler, Ohio, at the end of a long day of whistle stopping. A teenager held up a sign, "Bring us together." And that will be the great objective of this administration at the outset, to bring the American people together.
5 seconds, some of the fans already pouring out in the field. 3, 2, 1, the Ohio State Buckeyes have won the Rose Bowl 27-16 and strengthened their hold as the number one college football team in the country. So the final score, Ohio State 27, Southern Cal 16.
The North Koreans fired on the Pueblo with both 57-millimeter guns and machine guns. Subsequent reports from the Pueblo and the North Koreans stated that there were 4 wounded aboard, one of whom later died.
Good evening. The countdown for Apollo 8 is on. The clocks in the Launch Control Center here started on schedule at 9:51 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, counting off the final hours before 3 men are to start on that historic first journey to the moon at 7:51 a.m. tomorrow morning.
I believe I have their support because I am an uncompromising Protestant.
It is obvious that the Unionist Party is quite prepared to set Catholic against Protestant in this country.
Catholics march in one direction, Protestants, accompanied by the blare of martial music, march in the other. When the courses of these two factions collided, the result was civil disorder in Northern Ireland.
Gomer Pyle, USMC. Starring Jim Nabors as Gomer Pyle. Also starring Frank Sutton as Sergeant Carter.
Are you men going on a patrol? Get your gear and ammo together. Get your weapons clean. I'll see you again before we go in.
Sergeant Carter?
Yeah?
I just wanted to tell you, you won't regret taking me along. Thanks to your fine training, I'm ready for action now. All the learning is over. From now on, it's gung-ho!
What happened?
I'm sorry, Dave. I don't have enough information.
Made radio contact with him yet?
The radio is still dead.
Hello, Hal. Do you read me? Hello, Hal. Do you read me?
Reagan orders the California Highway Patrol and Berkeley police officers to the park. While the crowd continues to swell, Reagan's chief of staff sends reinforcements to the scene. He tells them to use whatever methods they choose against the protesters. One student is killed, and an estimated 128 people are admitted to local hospitals.
All of it began the first time some of you who know better and are old enough to know better let young people think that they had the right to choose the laws they would obey as long as they were doing it in the name of social protest.
Well, you've all read and heard all kinds of pregame dope during the week. I think one big sidelight has been Joe Namath. Joe Namath, of course, is the man that the Colts have to stop. If Namath has a good day, the Jets are usually good. If he doesn't, they have trouble. But Namath has not been bashful this week. He's come down here to Miami, and he has said that the Jets are going to win. He doesn't even predict it. He says, I guarantee a Jet victory. The game is over. The New York Jets are the world champions. They have upset the Baltimore Colts and beat them handily here today.
All my bags are packed, I'm ready to go. I'm standing here outside your door. I hate to wake you up to say goodbye, but the dawn is breaking, it's early morn. Taxi's waiting, he's blowing his horn. Already I'm so lonesome, I could cry.
the United Church of Canada and the Canadian Medical Association began pushing for legalized abortion. By 1969, the argument shifted from protecting doctors to protecting women's rights. Prime Minister Trudeau's government passed the Omnibus Bill, which considered abortion a private decision, to subsidize and support abortion through publicly funded health care.
De Gaulle told the nation that he could solve the difficulties, but only if they wanted him to. So a referendum was held. On that occasion, France did want the general. Now, just a few short months later, his country has turned its back on him. The defeat of President de Gaulle was a shock. The referendum vote was for or against constitutional reforms. But everyone knew it was meant as a vote of confidence in the general. He lost and quit.
My fellow Americans, tonight I want to talk to you on a subject of deep concern to all Americans and to many people in all parts of the world, the war in Vietnam. I believe that one of the reasons for the deep division about Vietnam is that many Americans have lost confidence in what their government has told them about our policy.
We're now in the approach phase, everything looking good.
30 seconds.
Contact right. Tranquility Base here. The Eagle has landed. That's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
According to police, 8 hours elapsed from the time of the accident until he showed up at the police station to report it.
A spokesman for the senator said he might attend the funeral for Miss Kopechne tomorrow at Plymouth, Pennsylvania. A hearing of the charge against Senator Kennedy has been scheduled for next Monday.
Today, police moved to prosecute the senator on a charge of leaving the scene of an accident.
The folk rock music festival finally ended at dawn's early lights.
The festival site is nestled in the heart of the Catskills Resort area. The biggest town nearby is Monticello. And the townspeople, quite frankly, were terrified at the prospect of the hippie arrival. But before it was over, something happened in Monticello.
I think they are really a wonderful group of kids. I've never met so many kids in such large numbers that were so polite, so patient, so courteous, and understanding under certain these conditions that we had here in the last 3 days.
There were 450,000 young people here, an instant big city, really, with no conveniences, few police, but no violence, not even arguments in the midst of a 12-hour traffic jam.
You're listening to Wonder Years, a Kentucky Journey on Morehead State Public Radio.
The 7 a.m. bulletin from the Weather Bureau. Camille, a small but extremely dangerous storm, is now shifting westward, moving towards the Mississippi coast. Small craft should seek safe harbor.
The Red Cross shelters are now being opened in Bay St. Louis, Past Christiane, Gulfport, Long Beach, and Biloxi.
Bring your garbage cans inside. Secure everything that's movable. All windows should be nailed and boarded.
Tides of 15 feet are expected. All residents of the low-lying areas are advised to evacuate by noon today.
to Hattiesburg or Jackson.
It just came down through this area just like an ocean wave, more or less. And these people right in here, they just didn't have a chance and just took all these houses through here.
Our mining industry continues to surge forward with the 102 million tons of production in 1968. We passed Pennsylvania to become second in production among the states. Kentucky will soon be first in the nation.
Louisville lost a large industry in 69 with the closing of the American Tobacco Company plant, employing 1,000 workers. It was announced the company may relocate at Danville. Reasons for shutting down were given as changing cigarette manufacturing requirements, increased operating costs, and a highly competitive labor market.
Muammar Gaddafi came to power in Libya on September 1, 1969. He led a military overthrow while King Idris was away. The coup abolished the monarchy and proclaimed the new Libyan Arab Republic. Gaddafi has a reputation among many Africans as a maverick statesman.
This is the CBS Evening News with Walter Cronkite.
Good evening. Our Moscow correspondent, William Cole, quotes informed Soviet sources tonight saying that North Vietnam's Ho Chi Minh is dead. The unconfirmed Moscow report said that he died early today, Vietnam time.
Peace negotiations had reached a stalemate, so a major escalation of the B-52 bombing was ordered.
Officials at the University of Louisville have banned all social functions of the Black Student Union until this December. The Dean of Students, Dave Lawrence, says the disciplinary action is the result of violating rules at a dance March the 29th where $320 worth of damage was caused.
The 2-1 pitch. There's a fly ball hit out to left. Waiting is Jones. The Mets are the world champions. Gary Koosman being mobbed. Look at this scene.
Some shuffling inside Governor Louis Nunn's administration put Merritt Dietz at the head of the big economic security department. Dietz and the department weathered a major money crisis over the mushrooming Medicaid program and took a setback after first refusing food stamps to striking General Electric workers.
Would you make a jump like that and you didn't have to?
I have to, and I'm not going to.
Well, we got to. Otherwise, we're dead. They're just going to have to go back down the same way they come. Come on.
Just one clear shot. That's all I want.
Come on. We got to.
Nope. Get away from me.
Why?
I want to fight them.
They'll kill us.
Maybe.
You want to die?
Do you?
All right. I'll jump first.
Nope.
Then you jump first.
No, I said.
What's the matter with you?
I can't swim.
Why, are you crazy? The fall will probably kill you.
What the hell's wrong with freedom, man? That's what it's all about.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's what it's all about, all right. But talking about it and being it, that's two different things. I mean, it's real hard to be free when you are bought and sold in the marketplace. Of course, don't ever tell anybody that they're not free, because then they're going to get real busy killing and maiming to prove to you that they are. Oh, yeah, they're going to talk to you and talk to you and talk to you about individual freedom. But they see a free individual, it's going to scare them.
What was that promise that you made?
Come on, people now, smile on your brother.
They got up at 3:30, put their weapons on, defending democracy, you got to give them to do, went to be killed. They want to pay back. Instead, they find 555 is probably the best number, 550-something, men, women, and children in this village, and they kill them all, or most of them, put them in ditches and shoot. Here's how they reported it. They reported that they killed 128 VC were killed in a big combat fight, three weapons captured. That battle was, the My Lai was a front page story in the New York Times a day or two later as a great victory.
I think it's a far worse punishment, life in prison, because they suffer. They suffer.
In 1969, Parliament voted overwhelmingly in favour of permanently abolishing the death penalty for murder. Britain's new position was soon followed by other Western countries.
Solzhenitsyn published One Day in the Life of Ivan Denisovich. It was about a friend. It was a short novel which became an instant success. But the communist government seized his manuscripts. He won the Nobel Peace Prize in Literature in 1970. But he was smart. He didn't go to Sweden to accept the award because he knew he would be arrested.
The proposed merger between the University of Kentucky and the University of Louisville wheezed to its death after a year of negotiations. UK President Otis Singletary reported November 7th.
The best way for me to say to you is that the answers as given to me indicate that there are some rather easily discernible and detectable and identifiable differences about the merger.
Kentucky became the first state in the nation to welcome student leaders to membership on the Board of Regents and Trustees at state-supported colleges and universities.
It was a chilly Monday noon, December 1st, when Frank Burke was sworn in as the 51st mayor of Louisville. A crowd estimated at 1,200 persons gathered to hear the city's new chief executive take the oath of office.
On January 11th, 1970, victory belonged to Hank Stram and his Kansas City Chiefs, the world champions of professional football.
Back in the Kansas City locker room where Commissioner Pete Rozelle, the commissioner of pro football, is going to make the presentation to head coach Hank Stram.
Lenny Dawson performed extremely well today under adversity, but we're very happy to be champions of the world, and we're going to do everything we possibly can to maintain the prestige of this great honor.
Good evening, my fellow Americans. Tonight, American and South Vietnamese units will attack the headquarters for the entire communist military operation in South Vietnam. This key control center has been occupied by the North Vietnamese and Viet Cong for 5 years in blatant violation of Cambodia's neutrality. This is not an invasion of Cambodia.
In the spring of 1970, campus communities across this country were characterized by a chorus of protests and demonstrations. At Jackson State College in Jackson, Mississippi, police claimed they spotted a powder flare in the Alexander Hall west third floor stairwell window and opened fire in self-defense on the dormitory only. Philip Lafayette Gibbs, a junior pre-law major and father of an 18-month-old son, lay dead.
4 persons, including 2 women, were shot and killed on Kent State University's campus today during renewed demonstrations involving hundreds of students. The university was ordered closed as disorders continued for more than 2 hours. 6 other persons were reported shot in addition to those killed. The 4 persons were killed during a clash between students and members of the Ohio National Guard outside Taylor Hall near the University Commons, where an Army ROTC building was burned down Saturday night. Brigadier General Robert Canterbury, Assistant Adjutant General of Ohio, said the fatal shootings occurred as a group of guardsmen were moving back to the Commons after dispersing several hundred students with tear gas.
The President shares the sadness that all Americans feel about these unnecessary deaths that occurred today at Kent State University. The President feels this should remind us all once again that when dissent turns to violence, it invites tragedy.
As we leave Crosley Field, the memories will never fade. But now it's time to say farewell, Crosley Field. Hello, Riverfront Stadium. Forward, Cincinnati. And on, Cincinnati Reds, to a World Series championship.
Can turn the world on with her smile. Who can take a nothing day and suddenly make it all seem worthwhile? Well, it's you, girl, and you should know it. With each glance and every little movement you show it.
Love is all around, no need to waste it. You can never tell, why don't you take it?
want you to be in charge out there on the floor tonight.
You want me to be in charge?
Mm-hmm.
But that's your job.
No, my job is telling you what your job is.
Mr. Grant, really, I've just never been any good at exerting authority. I mean, they're probably not even going to listen to me.
What'd you say?
Well,
I got in trouble going through customs. I got in trouble. His fellow said, "You have anything to declare?" I says, "Nothing." He says, "What have you got under your arm?" I said, "Hair. Where you got feathers?" You know, when you come from Ireland, they won't let you bring Irish whiskey in. See, I wanted a little bottle as a souvenir. So they were going through, and he says, "What's in the bottle?" I says, "Holy water." He takes off the cork, he smells it, he says, "Irish whiskey." I says, "Good heavens, another miracle."
Elements by Henry Gibson. I used to like fresh air when it was there, and water, I enjoyed it till we destroyed it. Each day the land's diminished. I think I'm finished.
This is how the fight will sound over radio to those who didn't see the fight. Ding! Ali comes out to meet Frazier, but Frazier starts to retreat. If Frazier goes back an inch farther, he'll wind up in a ringside seat. Ali swings with a left. Ali swings with a right. Look at the kid carry the fight.
Green Acres is the place to be. Farm living is the life for me. Land spreading out so far and wide. Keep Manhattan, just give me that countryside.
I can give you a good buy on this milking machine. It's a genuine Cooper cow coacher. It's guaranteed to persuade milk out of the most bashful cow.
Mr. Haney, I don't need a milking machine.
Well, of course you don't, but what about your cow?
My cow?
Mr. Douglas, just put your finger in there.
No, I don't.
Oh, go on.
Here, go on.
Ain't that soothing? It's fur-lined.
Fur?
Soft, warm. Your cow will moo with joy not to have to put up with your cold fingers on a frosty morning.
5, 4, 3, 1, 0. We have commit and we have liftoff at 2:13. The Saturn V building up to 7.6 million pounds of thrust, and it has cleared the tower.
Hey, we've had a problem here.
Can say again, please.
Houston, we've had a problem.
The flight of the Apollo 13 to the moon is in serious jeopardy this morning and is not going to make a moon landing. As the Apollo 13 was some 205,000 miles from Earth, speeding toward its rendezvous with the moon scheduled for tomorrow night, the fuel cells that supply it with electrical power suddenly failed. With this lack of power, the mission could not be completed to the moon, and it is now a question of getting the men home safely.
Captain Lovell, was there ever a moment when you or any other member of your crew thought you did not have enough consumables to make it back in those first hours? And if so, what were your feelings?
Well, as I said, our feelings varied during the emergency. There were moments when I didn't know how much consumables we had, whether we could make it back or not. But in a situation like that, there's only one thing you can do. You just keep going.
This is a CBS News special, Earth Day, a question of survival.
Fairmount Park in Philadelphia today, as much like a rock music festival as a teach-in on the environment. A few older people, a few blacks, and some of the poor. But mainly white, middle-class young people, as much aroused by the music as by the damage done to the environment by pollution. This is Philadelphia on Earth Day.
There's a lot of things going on in the country all the time. You can't blame me with something for someone,
no, sure,
somebody
I'm,
run a theater,
I'm
can
not,
you?
I'm not blaming, but I'm just saying that the people... That,
look what I saw down here on the street a while ago in the way of hippies.
Yeah?
Yes, sir. And I'm not going to blame you for that.
You know those hippies that are down there?
Yes, sir. They didn't come from Georgia.
No, they checked in late this afternoon. They heard you were coming, and they're here in protest.
I found myself some way.
No time left for you.
feeling inside. I'm not one of those who can easily hide. I don't have much money, but boy, if I did, I'd buy a big house where we both could live. You left me standing here a long, long time ago.
President Nixon ordered the army to go into New York City and to get the mail moving, and said if necessary, he would do the same in other cities. While some of the strikers have gone back to work, others have gone out, and the net effect is that fewer postal employees are working tonight than last night.
I know the thousands of people that supported my father are living under that same reign of terror. They feel, as I feel, that unless the government of the United States gets to the root of the corruption and tyranny of the United Mine Workers Union, they won't sleep well.
A major reason that they've gained such prominence in our national life, the major reason they dominate our television screens as they do night after night, the reason that they increasingly terrorize decent citizens can be summed up in a single word: appeasement.
They are, for the most part, not the great body of students who are honestly trying to get an education. They're rather a small, hard core of hellraisers who want to overturn the system for the sake of chaos alone.
Captain Benjamin Franklin Pierce. Who are you, Sarge?
What do you think this star means?
You're Tinkerbell?
This is Brigadier General Hammond, Chief Medical Officer of the Soul Sector.
Those two, they're ruining this war for all of us.
You see that? I want you to remember that no bastard ever won war by dying for his country. He won it by making the other poor dumb bastard die for his country.
You're listening to Wonder Years, a Kentucky journey on Morehead State Public Radio.
Judy Collins sang, and Senator Ted Kennedy spoke.
Tonight is a simple prayer. Dear God, help us. This war must end.
The farm workers, faced with dwindling resources and low morale, renewed their efforts in many U.S. cities to expand the national grape boycott. On July 29, 1970, the growers and farm workers met to sign the contracts at the Union Hall in Delano, almost 5 years after the strike had begun.
It was a happy day and a great victory for the farm workers.
The boycott, the strike has been a costly thing not only to us but also to the employers. But I think that because even though however unfortunate the experience might have been and the struggle on both sides, that because of that experience we have created the foundation to what I think is going to be a very good working relationship with the grower community in Delano.
For a week now, Israel's been trying to convince the United States that Egypt is violating the ceasefire agreement in the Middle East. Today, the State Department acknowledged that American reconnaissance planes have been sent over the Suez front to keep watch over that truce line. What those flights have revealed was not announced. But Israel is anxious to tell the world what her overflights have revealed. Ambassador Rabin was at the State Department again today with fresh intelligence.
Israel has found ample evidence to the fact that there was a violation of the ceasefire by moving forward to the proximity of the Suez Canal, a ground-to-air missile system, and it is deployed now in an area which they have never succeeded to deploy such weapons.
Starring Johnny Carson. And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's Johnny.
You know, it was so hot today, I saw a robin dipping his worm in Nest tea. It was so hot today, I saw a pigeon walking in the shadow of Orson Welles.
From here on, everything is Class A security. Here's what I want you to do.
Wait a minute, Chief. Didn't you just say Class A security?
I did.
Well, then shouldn't we...
Do you want me to leave the room?
That won't be necessary, Hodgkins. We can talk under the cone of silence.
The cone of silence?
Well, this is a magenta alert, isn't it?
The cone of silence. I am deeply concerned about the conference room.
What?
I'm concerned about the conference room.
How's that?
He's concerned about the conference room.
It's 2:14 on Fun, Love, and Wacky. This is Gary Burbank telling you and only you, I'm here.
Finally.
Right. A flat tire.
Come on. I did.
Hello, I'm Johnny Cash.
Well, I woke up Sunday morning with no way to hold my head. That didn't hurt. And the beer I had for breakfast wasn't bad, so I had one more for dessert. Then I fumbled in my closet, threw my clothes and found my cleanest dirty shirt. Then I washed my face and combed my hair and stumbled down the stairs to meet the day.
Ooh, child, things are gonna get easier.
brighter. Ooh, child, things are gonna get easier. Ooh, child, things will get brighter.
Someday, yeah, we'll put it together and we'll get it undone.
If I chose the one I'd like to help me through, I'd like to make it with you. I really think that we could make it, girl.
The All-Stars are on the field, behind the plate, receiving Seaver's warm-up pitches, Johnny Bench of Cincinnati. Seaver, the pitcher from the New York Mets. Dick Allen of the St. Louis Cardinals at first base. Glenn Beckert and Don Kessinger of the Cubs down at second and short. Tony Perez of the hometown Cincinnati team is at third base. In left field, Rico Cardi, the league's leading hitter. From the Atlanta Braves, Willie Mays of San Francisco in center field. And Hank Aaron in right field. As we told you, from the Atlanta Braves, he received more votes than anybody else. 1-1 to the waiting Jim Hickman. And right into the stretch. Looking back and throws up the middle. Rose is on his way around. Picked up by Otis. Rose is coming to the plate. Throws a throw. He's in. It's all over. The National League win. He throws barreled into Ray Fosse, who is slow in getting up.
On his way back to Washington from San Clemente today, President Nixon stopped in Denver to talk to a meeting of law enforcement officials. And then he called a news conference, where he charged the news media tend to glorify and to make heroes out of criminals. Reading from notes he had in his hand, he said, unless this glorification of those obstructing justice is stopped, the system will break down. And then the president made the flat statement that Charles Manson, who is on trial for his life in Los Angeles, is guilty, directly or indirectly, of 8 murders. A few minutes later, his press secretary called back and said he was retracting the president's statement because he had failed in referring to Manson, failed to use the word alleged.
It was the fall of 1970. Jamal Abdel Nasser had just died, and his vice president, Anwar Sadat, had become president. Sadat's political rivals were stunned at the unexpected turn of events. The fortune teller's prophecy many years earlier had come true. Anwar Sadat became president of Egypt, and Jihan Sadat is first lady.
Any American today who takes LSD is taking it in defiance of the American Medical Association. Every doctor's warning you, you'll lose your mind, you'll lose your body if you do it. And the beauty of the AMA position denouncing LSD, I love it because it really tests the sincerity and the courage of a person who takes this trip. The trip has always been difficult. It's the trip of death and rebirth. It's the trip of Ulysses. It's the trip of Dante.
At 11 p.m., Janice finished for the day and left. At about 12:30, she went back to the hotel alone. She had overdosed before, but that night, there was no one to bring her around. As with Jimi Hendrix and Jim Morrison, Janice Joplin's death has become part of rock mythology.
I know that every script I have read has nudity in it. So I think it's part of our way of life now.
You'll find it hard to believe, but really, 2 months ago, someone sent me a script. I'm not going to say who, but there was a nude scene in it.
What was your reaction?
I didn't call a producer back, and he was one of the most important producers in Hollywood.
The Orioles are 1 out away from the World Championship. And I don't believe there's much doubt that Brooks Robinson has been the difference.
Other catcher, please. Batting for McGray.
Only 2 singles off him since the first inning.
Corrales.
Pat Corrales, the catcher now, coming up to bat. Hit down to Robinson. It's fitting he makes the final out. Brooks Robinson throws him out. Baltimore is the world champ.
This is CBS News. Shock and sorrow mingle on Marshall University campus following death and plane crash of most of school's football team. Good morning, this is Steve Young, CBS News. Shock and sorrow have descended upon the town of Huntington, West Virginia, following the crash of a Southern Airways DC-9 jet, which took the lives of 73 people, including 48 players, staff, and coaches of the Marshall University football team.
The government set in motion 5,000 members of special squads of police and 27,000 soldiers equipped with heavy tanks and machine guns.
All those who perished were buried overnight with only the closest relatives present in order to avoid spreading the riots.
The party leadership met in Warsaw and decided that a full-scale working class revolt was inevitable unless drastic steps were taken.
Continuing to shock the courtroom, Charles Manson carved an X into his forehead in late July to symbolize his removal from society. On January 25, 1971, after 9 days of deliberation, the jury found each defendant guilty of conspiracy to commit murder and murder in the first degree. In a separate trial, Tex Watson was also found guilty and sentenced to death.
Field Marshal Idi Amin became president of Uganda in 1971. To the rest of the world, he was a showman whose extravagance was exceeded only by his talent for comic buffoonery. But behind the grinning face was a calculating monster who brought about a tragedy of monumental proportions. He slaughtered thousands of innocent Ugandans in a campaign of ethnic cleansing and executed his enemies live on television.
The University of Kentucky reports its spring term enrollment has reached an estimated 28,360 students. John Alexander, WAKY News. State Fire Marshal John B. Calvert tells WAKY News his men are investigating the nursing home fire that took 9 lives. He says there are no findings to be released as yet. He did not know how long the investigation would take. Early unofficial reports indicated that faulty wiring might have been to blame. Regents of Eastern Kentucky University today re-elected President Robert Martin to a 4-year term.
The world championship of professional football would be settled in one final play.
Come on. Come on, baby. Come on.
Here comes O'Brien. 9 seconds. Young Jim O'Brien, a rookie. And the kick is up. The kick is good! Jim O'Brien with 5 seconds.
Jim O'Brien, with 5 seconds left, ended the pro season the same way he had begun it, as a hero.
All right, Popeye's here. Get your hands on your heads. Get off the bar and get on the wall.
What's my name?
Popeye Doyle. If he doesn't like you, he'll take you apart. And it's all perfectly legal, because Doyle fights dirty.
Hold it!
The French Connection.
The San Fernando Valley, 6 a.m., almost another day. A massive shock, rippling out of the mountains just north of the San Fernando Valley.
All signals are out. Use caution.
The city's nerve center for all disaster operations. The emergency control center is swinging into action. If the shock had come a few hours later in the morning, when schools were full and freeways crowded, the death toll might have reached the thousands instead of 65.
Premier Cho Enlai, on behalf of the government,
of the People's Republic of China, has extended an invitation to President Nixon to visit China at an appropriate date before May 1972.
I can't remember in my lifetime anything which has seemed more encouraging, more exciting, more important than what was announced this morning. The reaction, as one gathers it, of the American people is even more astonishing, perhaps. A year or two ago, it would have been utterly impossible. It represents a really an abandonment of the obsession with anti-communism, which has dominated American political international affairs for more than two decades.
Unknown to the American public, a secret report was commissioned by Secretary of Defense Robert McNamara. The highly classified document contains evidence of lying by the government about the reasons the war is being fought and the probability of success. In 1971, Daniel Ellsberg, one of the select group of Pentagon analysts who wrote the classified study, turns against the war.
I felt for a couple of years, since I had full access to these documents and had the chance to read them for myself, that the public was not well served by relying on me or any other dozen experts to analyze that material and give our analyses and recommendations in secret.
Sunday, June 13th, 1971. The New York Times begins its explosive series based on the Pentagon Papers.
If you could read my mind, love, what a tale my thoughts could tell. Just like an old-time movie about a ghost from a wishing well. In a castle dark or a fortress strong, with chains upon my feet, you know that ghost is me. And I will never be set free as long as I'm a ghost you can't see.
We sang every song that Javi knew.
And it doesn't help to know you're so far away. Yeah, you're so far away. Yeah, you're so far away.
You're listening to Wonder Years, a Kentucky journey on Morehead State Public Radio.